Welcome to the history of La Carissa. For a few minutes, we will tell you all about the history of this archaeological site and the role it played during the conflict of the Aztecan-Tabrian Wars. The discovery of the Carissa is not recent. In 1858, infantry captain Elias Garcia Chunan y Quiros directly linked the Carichos camp, in Asturian lands, with General Carrizo and the wars against the Aztecan-Tabrians, stating that snow covered the mountain range at this point for at least 6 months of the year. He also suspected the presence of a second camp next to the Moena, where almost a century later the enclosure of Chagu Ezos was discovered. Subsequently, in the 60s and 70s of the 20th century, the researchers José Manuel González and Manuel Malo covered a large part of the Carissa Road, identifying tombs and prehistoric engravings and pointing out the Roman origin of the road in the Leon section. It was not until the beginning of the 21st century that research was resumed at the Roman camp of Carichos on the Picu La Boya, in Asturias, and the Asturian fortifications of El Homón de Ferro, by Jorge Camino Mayer, Rogelio Estrada, and Yolanda Viniegra. This was a unique turning point in the knowledge of the process of conquest of the Asturian territory. The discovery of the Castra Estiva of the Chagu Ezos Peak in 2011 during the survey flights of the routes of entry of the conquest to Transmontane Asturia in the framework of the survey campaign of La Guerra and its traces of the Ausonius Institute allowed its description with the data then available, and in a short time, the first works began their development within a research plan that included surveys and excavations, under the direction of Esperanza Motin and the coordination of Jorge Camino. In a relatively short period of time, the chronological and functional interpretations within the archaeological context of La Carissa and the Cantabrian-Asturian Wars were advanced. Since then, the programmed activities have followed one after the other in summer campaigns, which today allows us to offer a much more complete vision of this site. Finally, the discovery of the third enclosure, that of Aquana, took place during the prospect irons carried out by Esperanza Motin, derived from the drafting of the report for the declaration of the Carissa Way as an asset of cultural interest promoted by the Silver Route Association. The Principality of Asturias, Lena Town Council and Ala Town Council joined forces and excavations were carried out in 2016. As we said before, the archaeological area of La Carissa, in the Carosio Range, is located between the municipalities of Villamanin, Ala and Lena, and currently includes three Roman camps and the road that runs along the entire range, connecting Legio and Noega, in present-day Leon and Gijón. One of the first steps taken by the Romans to take up positions in the conflict was the construction of a camp on the Chagu Ezos Peak, whose strategic position offers extensive control over the road and the rest of the mountain range. Somewhat further north, some 5 kilometers away in the air, a second, much more complex camp was set up at Carichos, which underwent several extensions over the years. Even further away, the enclosure of La Aquana is much smaller and has an elliptical plan, making use of the steep slopes for its defense. After the end of the Aztecan-Tabrian Wars, stable barracks were erected to establish garrisons to guard the road and control the newly conquered territory. Both sides of the mountain range were controlled from the three camps. The Chagu Ezos camp is located on the hill of the same name, in the center of the Cantabrian mountain range, within the Carasayo range in the Miri mountain range. Half of the camp is in the province of Leon and the other half in Asturias. Research is currently continuing under the auspices of the Junta de Castilla y León and the Villamanin Town Council. It is a space occupied by different enclosures corresponding to different moments of occupation, identified with the summer campaigns of the Asturian conquest. The camp is an enclosure whose perimeter exceeds 1 kilometer and which encloses an area of around 8 hectares, almost three quarters of which are suitable for habitation. Numerous tent pegs were recovered in all the areas surveyed, as well as Roman military instruments and weaponry, which supports the presence of troops established in tents in all the terraced sectors. The archaeological excavation covered part of the defensive system, with significant results, documenting a complex defensive system consisting of a ridge with a stone breastwork and a possible palisade that has not been preserved. The stratigraphy shows a sequence of several phases, with the ground being prepared and a small settlement or foundation pit being created in the outer projection of the defensive system, as well as refortification at a later stage. The intervention on the upper part of the hill resulted in the southern end of a petrified barracks of considerable dimensions. Lucius Aeneas Florus wrote in the first centuries of the Christian era that
in the West, almost all of Hispania was already at peace, except for the part of the Cytaria region, which clung to the cliffs at the end of the Pyrenees, caressed by the ocean. Here there were two very powerful peoples, the Cantabrians and the Astures, who were not subject to the empire.
At the end of the first century before Christ, almost the entire Iberian Peninsula was conquered by the Romans in their quest to subjugate the known world. The control of Hispania had begun several centuries before, from the Mare Nostrum in the Mediterranean area and the southern territories towards the center of the peninsula and the northern lands. The Cantabro-Asturian Wars, which took place between 29 and 19 before Christ, marked the first territorial integration of the entire peninsula under a single power. It was Augustus, the Roman imperator, who carried out this political unification. The reasons for this invasion, the last phase of the Roman conquest of the northwest, were political, economic, and social. According to the Roman historian Dion Cassius, the tactics of the Cantabrians and Asturians consisted of guerrilla warfare, avoiding a direct attack on the Roman forces, aware of their numerical inferiority, their inferior weapons, and the tactical invulnerability of the Roman legions in the open field. Their better knowledge of the rugged and mountainous terrain allowed them to make quick, surprise offensives using throwing weapons, ambushes, and highly mobile attacks followed by a swift retreat, causing serious damage to the Roman forces and their supply lines. Giving credibility to the historical sources, recent archaeological discoveries show that the overflow of the Cantabrian mountains was the most difficult part of the warlike operations. It was Octavian Augustus who completed the conquest of Hispania. With careful military planning, several routes were built across the mountains to reach the Cantabrian coast from the inland areas of the Iberian Peninsula. A good number of seasonal camps, located at high altitudes to achieve strategic control, accompanied the occupation of the territory by following the route of the roads through the long mountain ranges. Once the Astur-Cantabrian Wars were over, Augustus undertook the arduous task of reorganizing the northwestern quadrant, exploiting the economic and human resources offered by the new territories and integrating the towns into the system of civitates, the Roman fiscal and administrative unit. The name of Larcarissa, which is so important for the unveiling of historical events, is applied to the highest section of a long range of hills which, from the summit of the mountain range, gradually descends to the central valleys of Asturias and, in past centuries, was even the name given to the pass itself as a crossing point between the two regions. Towards the south, the Bustamores Valley flows into the upper Pendilla Valley, to flow kilometers down into the Bernesga, the river that flows to the capital of Leon. The existence of a Roman road linking the two sides of the mountain range through the Larcarissa Pass has been suggested since the 1970s, but very little archaeological and contextual data was available as the results of the surveys carried out by J. M. Gonzalez remained unpublished. The best preserved area corresponds to the high mountain segment, where the remains were fossilized after the road was opened in the Middle Ages via the Pajares Pass, located at a considerably lower altitude. The destination of this road must have been the coastline, possibly the Bay of Gijon, in connection with the action of the Aquitanian classis during the conquest, coinciding with the location of the Noega Oppidum, one of the most important indigenous settlements and one of the best natural anchorages in the Bay of Biscay. We hope you have enjoyed this brief summary. We thank you for your attention and hope you enjoy your visit.